Calling All Cars, a copyrighted program created by Rio Grande.
Portland Police calling all cars. Attention all cars. Broadcast 284 regarding a holdup. Be on the lookout for two bandits. One described as tall with receding chin. Number two is short, dark complexion, heavy build. These men are armed and dangerous. And that's all. Rosenquist.
It isn't important how many thousand miles your automobile has gone, but how many thousands more is it good for? And although I don't pretend to be able to predict the future of man, I can read the fortune of your car if I know the kind of treatment you've been giving it. I do say, without fear of contradiction, that if your car still is being pushed around on last winter's motor oil, still is wearing red flannel lubricants in the transmission and differential, it will eventually wind up on the operating table of some doctor of automotive surgery. Now is the time to put your car in perfect condition. Prepare it for the rigors of summer driving that lie ahead. And there's no better way to do that than with an overall Rio Check lubrication job. Your neighborhood Rio Grande dealer not only has the finest of materials that money can buy, but he knows his business from A to Z and gives each automobile the exact kind of lubrication specified by the man who made it. And so I make this suggestion, friends. Don't wait until something goes wrong. Have your car Rio-checked so that nothing will go wrong. And it would be an excellent idea to have it done within the next day or two. Don't forget, for every moving part of your motor, inside and out, Rio-check. And for real power and money-saving mileage, police car performance Rio Grande cracked, the gasoline preferred by those who drive the most and know the most about gasoline. Facts of tonight's program have been taken in the main from the confidential files of the Police Department of Portland, Oregon. It is our privilege, therefore, to welcome to Calling All Cars, Chief H.M. Niles of Portland.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is a pleasure for me to be given this opportunity to speak to you as a guest of Calling All Cars. Law enforcement officers of the West know this program as one that contributes much toward the education of the public and the work the peace officer does in maintaining law and order. We are grateful for the cooperation of all agencies in the task of bringing home to the potential criminal the stupidity of embarking on a life of crime. We especially appreciate the practice of this program in presenting the work of the law enforcement officer rather than the activities of the criminal in our battle to suppress crime. Regardless of his brutality or his fancied cleverness, the lawbreaker will inevitably learn that crime cannot pay.
Flashing raindrops cut the cold December night as two men stood with drawn guns facing a trembling victim.
And if you make a move, we'll shoot first and take your dough afterwards.
Don't shoot me. You can have my money.
Thanks, mister. Just keep your hands in the air and my partner will take it.
It's all in his wallet.
Okay. Now you keep him covered. I got something for him.
No, no, don't beat
me. Shut up and keep your hands in the air. Well, that's that. Come on, let's see if we can find some more entertainment around this town.
I think we ought to wait for some guy to come along that's alone.
We're not waiting.
But there's a dame with this guy.
So what? If she squawks, let her have it.
You can take care of that.
Pipe down.
Stick your hands up, both of you.
Oh, Jim.
Hey, what is this?
You'll find out. And don't try to be funny.
Don't do what he tells you, Jim.
Yeah, that's being smart. Get your hands up, fella.
You can't get away with this. We haven't any money anyway.
Oh, a fresh guy, huh?
Oh, this punk's got us some change. Where's your pocketbook, lady?
I don't have it with me.
Don't touch
I'll
her.
I'll take care of her. After I teach you not to be so smart.
Stop it. Stop it.
Run,
Jim.
Fella, run.
Oh, you killed him.
Cut your face and you'll get the same thing, see? Yeah. I guess that'll take care of you, too, sister. I told her to shut up. Come on, let's get going before the whole neighborhood starts to yammer.
I, I'm an old man. I'd gladly give you my money if you'll just let me go without harming
you. All right, mister. Hand over the dough and can of cheddar.
Here it is. All of it.
Come on, let the old fossil go.
Wait a minute. I'm not in any hurry.
Please, I beg of you. Let me go.
I'm going right now.
You're not going any place without me. How do I know the heel won't start yelling?
I give you my word I won't. Why, there's not a house for a half a block.
Oh, yeah?
They couldn't hear me. You have your car, and you can be miles away before I could get to a phone.
You got it all figured out, haven't you? Well, it just so happens I don't like your looks, eh?
No, please
this
don't.
Just make sure you keep quiet.
Oh.
Well, you ready now?
Yeah, I'm ready. I just like to take care of everything. Doing things by halves don't appeal to a guy like me.
On the night of December 25th, Special Officer John T. Corcoran was making his rounds in the Laurelhurst district. Royal Court was still unpaved, and as he made his way along the slippery boardwalk, his attention was attracted by an automobile parked in the muddy street.
Down went McGinty to the bottom of the sea, and he must be pretty wet for we... Well, I wonder what a car'd be doing here, not a house and half a block. If my flashlight'll work on this liquid blessing from heaven, I'll have a look. Empty as a house with a banshee. Now, why would they be leaving it unlocked in the bargain? An overcoat on the running board, another one in the mud. There's something screwy about this. Hey, you there in the shrubbery. What are you doing? Come on, speak up. I'm an officer.
My car's stuck in the mud.
Well, what are you doing on this street? Do you live here?
No. I didn't know it was a dead-end street. I turned on my lights, and I saw that it was. I stopped.
What made you drive in here without any lights?
My battery's low.
Go on.
Well, I stopped. I got stuck in the mud. That's all.
I'm thinking maybe it isn't all, mister. You're walking back to that car with me, and I'm keeping this light on you, so don't be trying any funny business.
You got no right to treat a citizen this way.
Maybe not, but get going.
Say, what is this anyway?
You're tall, and you got a big Adam's apple instead of a chin.
I'll report you to headquarters.
Yeah, they'd be happy to see someone answering your description. Now stand still while I look in this overcoat. Oh, now, what are you doing with revolver shells in this pocket?
I use them for target practice.
All right, mister. Hey, where's your partner?
What do you mean, my partner?
I mean the fellow that owns the other coat.
Oh, that. That's just a spare coat I carry in the car.
Well, now, that's fine. Only I'm thinking you carry your spare partner, too. And what's more, I don't think he's so far away, so stand still while I look in your pockets.
Go ahead. I hope you find what you're looking for.
Hey!
That's something you weren't looking for. Now, let go of my feet.
Down you go, mister.
This is a gun in your stomach, copper. Now, turn me loose or I'll let you have it.
You mean it was in my stomach? No, we'll turn your wrist slow, like this, and now a quick jerk, like this. Now you have no gun, and I'll break your arm if you move. And I'm putting these bracelets
don't
on you.
Twist my arm, you got me.
Now the other hand. Now get up on your feet and be quick.
All right.
Get in front of me and start walking.
You think you're smart, don't you?
I do. When you're on your way to headquarters, I'll come back and get the bird that works with you.
Help, the bird!
Shut up! Oh, so there he is. You're behind those trees. Come out of your hands in the air in the name of the law.
Help!
Shut up or I'll crack your skull with my flesh.
Let go of my wrist, lass. My wrist or my partner will kill you.
You asked for it. All right, now you in the trees, come out or I'll start shooting. Hey, come back here. Stop running or I'll shoot you. Stop!
Answering the frantic phone calls of the neighborhood, terrified by the shooting, police cars rushed to the scene. However, the trail of blood left by the man Officer Corcoran shot was soon washed away by the rain. And after vainly searching the vicinity, Detectives James Tackerberry and Bob Phillips returned to headquarters with Officer Corcoran.
Well, Chief Jenkins has given orders to stay on this job all night if we have to.
That suits me.
And we can use every man in the department if we want to. You know, this is the first time we've had this pair on the run. We're going to keep them running till we get them.
That was a fine thing I did when I let go of that monkey's hands to start shooting at his partner.
You did all right, Corporal.
Yeah. You can hardly hold on to a man with a gunfight to take care of.
Save it. Are you sure the guy you shot was the one you'd handcuffed?
And how? I hit him just as he was going into the trees.
Thackerberry speaking. Ray Task, huh? We'll send a squad car out to that address. When they check on it, have them phone in right away. Yeah, tell them to step on it.
Have they got a line on the car?
Yeah. It was probably a hot car, but it was registered under the name of Ray Task at 704 Harvard Street.
Yeah, but we still don't have a line on that.
Unless the one I had goes to a hospital to have my slug pried out of him.
Small chance of that.
There's just one angle. I've sent for a boy that got a good look at both of those mugs. He worked in a filling station until they stuck him up and sent him to a hospital with a fractured skull.
Why hasn't he looked at the gallery pictures before?
He just got home from the hospital today. I hate to drag him down here tonight, but it's necessary.
And between the two of us, we ought to find the picture of an Adam's apple.
Yeah, if he's been mugged for the gallery. Here's the Kiernan boy.
Oh, fine. Come in, sit down, young fellow.
Thank you.
You understand why we had to ask you to come here at this hour, don't you?
Yes, sir. I'm glad to do anything I can to help.
How old are you, Paul?
17.
Hey, just a minute, fellas. It's just an idea that won't mean anything, but... Hello. Have them look and see if there's any record on Ray Task, 704 Harvard Street. Okay. Now, Paul, do you think that you could pick out the pictures of those men if we have them?
I sure could. I'll never forget them.
Officer Cochran here believes he had the taller of the two bandits tonight, but it was dark, and he could hardly identify him as well as you might.
Oh, yes, I could. When a fella has a gun in my stomach, I'm not forgetting him.
All right. Now, according to the report, Paul, you were on duty in the filling station about 10 o'clock.
What can I do for you, sir?
Get back in there and keep that trap shut.
Oh, sure. But the boss took most of the money home, right?
I tell you to shut up. We'll find out about the dough. Well, where is it? Come on, come on.
Well, it's all in here. It's mostly change. Hurry up, will you?
I told you to stay in the car.
But another car might come along.
So what? Get back there. I got something to finish here.
All right, but hurry.
Now you, get back in that corner.
What for? You don't have to tie me up.
I'm not. I'm just in a hurry, and I don't want to have to chase you all over the place. Maybe that'll take care of you for a minute.
See how you'd be very likely to remember them.
It was the short one that beat you up.
Yes, sir.
And the tall one with no chin and the big Adam's apple drove the car.
That's right.
Yeah.
Excuse me, you asked for the record on Ray Task?
What? You mean we have one?
Yes, sir. He did 60 days a couple of years ago. Stole an automobile. His brother Earl Task got a suspended sentence.
Have you got a picture of the brother?
Yes, we've got pictures of both of them.
Now, wait a minute, hold everything. Hackleberry speaking. Oh, hasn't lived at that address for 6 months, huh? Was his brother Earl living with him? Was, huh? Okay, we'll follow it up in the morning. Now, let's take a look at those pictures.
That's the one. That's the one that kicked me in the shins and then slugged me.
Now, wait a minute. What do you say, Paul?
That's the one that was driving the car. I'm positive of it.
Do you mean to say he was driving a car registered in his own name?
From now on, I won't be surprised at anything.
It was probably the brother that shot at you, Cochran.
Sure it was. Here, look at this picture, Paul. There's the guy that beat you up, isn't it?
No. No, that's not the one.
Now take a good look and try to remember.
No. No, I wish I could tell you it was, but I never saw this fellow before.
Yeah, that's that. There must be three of them.
There's only been two of them on every job they've pulled.
Yeah, and that stumps me.
Does me, too.
Well, is there anything else I can tell you?
No, I'm sorry, Paul. One of the boys will take you home. You've been a mighty big help.
Thanks a lot, Paul. You'll have the pleasure of identifying these babies in court soon.
I sure hope so. Good night.
Good night. Well... Might as well go, too, Corcoran. Phillips and I are going to stay here all night if we have to.
Could I ask a favor?
Sure, spill it.
When you catch up with that guy that kicked my shins, I'd like to be the one to hold hands with him when we're bringing him in.
Throughout the night, all hospitals in the city were watched for the wounded bandit. Anyone answering the description was brought to headquarters and questioned by the detectives. Morning found them weary and still without any tangible clue.
Morning, boys. The chief sent me in to give you a hand.
Sit down, Hall. I'll let you sit here and figure angles like we've been doing all night.
Yeah. We're going out for a cup of coffee.
Here's the Task Brothers' record cards. When they come back, we'll start all over again and give you the... Hey, wait a minute.
What do you got?
Look. While the younger brother was in here on that auto theft rap, he was treated at the county hospital for a throat ailment.
So what?
That's a long chance, but maybe he's been going back there for treatments.
So they might have his right address? Oh, small chance.
Get me to the county hospital in a hurry.
You couldn't get anything from the last place they lived?
No. We've had men go over the whole neighborhood this morning.
Hello. This police headquarters. I want to know the last address you have on Earl Task. That's right. Well, it's urgent. I'll hold the line.
If we could nab the brother, at least we'd have somebody to work on.
You think he's been working with him on the stick-ups?
Well, he doesn't answer the descriptions, but you can't tell.
Hello? Yes? Move from Harvard Street to 381 East Davis Street. Thank you. Well, that's it, boys. Any mug that would be dumb enough to drive a stick-up car registered in his own name wouldn't think of a hospital having his brother's address.
And I'll bet his brother's nursing him right now.
Gentlemen, may I accompany you to this little party?
Yeah, let's go.
Looks like nobody's here.
We're going in whether they open the door or not.
Well, suppose they don't live here. We can't break in.
Hey, pipe down. The right party's behind that door. How do they know we haven't a search warrant?
Well, what do you want?
I want to speak to Ray Task.
No one here by that name.
Listen, we're officers. You know Ray Task and his brother, don't you?
Yeah, I know, but they went away 2 weeks ago.
Hall, you stay out here and keep the front covered. We're going in.
Oh, wait, you can't do that.
Keep quiet if you don't want more trouble than you've got now.
You better have your gun ready. You know what a rat will do in these corners.
Shall I go upstairs?
Yeah, we'll go together after we cover this part of the house.
Hey, Tigerberry, Phillip,
eh?
Come here, quick.
What's up? I saw somebody moving in the basement. There's a window on the side of the house.
Which way were they going?
Toward the front of the house. Here's the window.
Kick the glass in. I can't see him. Too dark down there.
Hey, what's that noise?
I see him now. He's going through a window that leads under the porch.
That's lattice work on the side of the porch. You can see him from there. I'll go in the basement and cover him from the window we went through.
Okay, fellas, but keep behind something.
Okay.
It's hard to see anything under the porch.
Well, he can't get out. All right, Task. Come out of there with your hands up. We've got you, Task. Come out of there. We'll start shooting.
There he is, moving up near the front.
We don't want to shoot you, Task, but we'll have to if you don't come out.
I've got him covered from in here. Shall I let him have it?
Task, I'm giving you one more chance. That's more than you ever gave anybody. Are you coming out? All right, Phillips, give it to him.
Ah! Don't shoot again. You got me. You got me right this time.
Mortally wounded, the suspect was rushed to the emergency hospital. Shortly afterward, grouped about the bed of the dying man were a deputy district attorney, a stenographer, and the arresting officers.
Are you ready to talk now?
What do you want?
You admit your Ray Task?
Yes, I admit it.
When you resisted arrest last night on Royal Court, who was shooting at Officer Corcoran from the streets?
I don't know.
Come on, Ray, tell the truth.
I tell you, I don't know.
It was your brother Earl, wasn't it?
No. No, it wasn't Anna Earl. He was home last night. He didn't know nothing about any of the stick-ups.
With any of them? How many were there?
Oh, there were lots. Dozens, I guess.
And you and Earl pulled them?
No. I tell you, it wasn't Earl.
Listen, Ray, you have only a few minutes to live.
A few minutes. Doctor. Doctor. I don't want to die. I can't die now.
I'm sorry, Ray, but they've done everything they can for you.
Been a father to Earl. He's just a kid. He doesn't know what I've been doing. I can't die.
The best way you can do that, Ray, is to tell us who your partner was. If it wasn't Earl...
If you die without telling us, things may go very hard with Earl.
I won't die. I won't. You're not lying to me.
We're not lying to you.
I'm afraid to tell you who it was. You'll get Earl.
Don't worry about that. We'll see that your brother's protected to his innocence.
You better hurry, Ray.
Yes. Hurry. The guy that was with me, he got me into this. He talked me into it. He got me started on stickers. He's a 3-time loser. In California.
What does he look like?
Short. Dark. Sort of. Skin, olive colored.
That's the one, all right. What's his name, Ray?
He's tough. Ned is.
Ned? Ned what?
He liked to beat people up after we robbed them. I didn't want him to, but he seemed to get a pleasure out of it.
What's his last name? Where can we find him?
North End. North End of town. Skid Road.
Skid Road? You mean where all the joints and flop houses are?
Yeah. Skid Road. Ned preaches there.
Preaches?
Yes. That's Ned. Skid Road. He's an evangelist.
You've got to tell us more about him. Come on, give us the truth.
Truth. Evangelist.
I didn't know there were as many street preachers in the whole country as we've seen tonight.
They really go to town in this section.
I think this is just a waste of time. Even if the guy was dying, I think he gave us a runaround.
Well, I won't be satisfied until we've seen every soul saver on Skid Row.
No, but it doesn't make sense. A guy that beat his victims like this Ned did, if that's his name, it wouldn't be preaching in his spare moments.
That's just the point. When a guy's as brutal as he was, you want to look for something screwy in the setup. I think Ray Tass told the truth before he cashed in.
Okay. Well, here's another bunch that's getting ready to start their service.
How they get a congregation in a rain like this is more than I know.
Hey, Phillips, how about you joining the congregation this time? I've about run out of nickels for the drum.
All right. But I hope this is the last one.
The wages of sin is death. The crimson path is death.
Amen, amen. Glory, hallelujah.
I'm glad that I've been saved. And my footstep has been turned in the right path.
Amen.
Now, you'll all hear the story of a real convert. Amen. Listen to him, and you'll all see the light.
Praise be to his name. Brothers and sisters, I too have been a sinner.
Amen.
I have stole lots of things that was not mine. But I paid for my sins in prison as man has ordained.
Amen.
And while I was behind them great prison walls, I had time to think,
yes.
And I saw the light.
Lord, be praised.
Yes, I saw the light, and now I don't have nothing but kindness,
amen,
for my fellow man.
Hallelujah.
Yes, once I was brutal. Once I believed in an eye for an eye. But now I'm as gentle as a lamb.
Hallelujah.
And all of you that's listening to me, do even as I did.
Yes.
Confess your sins.
Yes.
Now, everybody, come into the mission hall. Follow me, and I'll show you the way to be at peace. Come in and listen to me tell you how's the right way to live. Praise be to his name. Right this way. Right this way. Praise be to his name.
Just a minute, young woman.
Yeah, what do you want?
Your leader is a very impressive speaker. Does he preach every night?
Oh, yeah, he's awful good. He's the leader of our group.
May I ask his name?
Oh, everybody down here knows him. That's Brother Ned.
Oh, Brother Ned, eh? What's his last name?
Oh, we don't use no last names. We're all brothers and sisters. Do you want to meet Brother Ned?
Yes, I'd like to very much.
Oh, Brother Ned... come here.
Yes, Sister Kate.
This guy wants to meet you.
Blessings on you, brother. Are you too tired of the sordid ways of the world? Will you join us in our Salvation Hall? There's hot coffee and salvation for everyone.
Well, are you going to preach in there tonight?
Tonight? No, brother, I'm sorry. But tonight I have other things to do. I have other souls to take care of.
Well,
there's so many that need being taken care of.
Praise be his name. I'll come around some night when you're preaching. I'd like to hear you talk.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. And now I'm a seat of my flock. The donuts must be divided equally.
Everybody come this way.
Yes, sir.
Come and get your coffee, donuts, and salvation.
Did you see that guy I was talking to?
I didn't miss.
Well, that was Brother Ned.
Well, so that's Brother Ned. He answers the description, all right.
He'd be leaving in a few minutes. He said he knew some souls that had to be taken care of tonight.
Well, if he's the right one, we'll do some saving ourselves. We'll save some people from going to the hospital.
Here he comes.
Oh, just a minute, Brother Ned.
Ah, Brother, I don't think I know you.
No, I don't think you do, but you're going to. Because we're all going to take a nice little trip together.
Oh, I'm sorry, brothers, but I can't tonight.
Oh, yes, you can, brother. We're officers.
Police?
Yes, brother, police. Come on.
Grab him, Bob.
Let me go, brother.
Let me go.
Let
me
go.
Swing
on me, will you?
Let me go now.
Oh, I've got him. Get your braces on him.
Now, you've got to let me go, I tell you. I have the Lord's work. You let me go now.
We're not going to let you go for a long time, brother.
Get in there.
Now, you can't put me in there. I've got to take care of my flock.
Never mind. They'll be taken care of. But if you don't get in that cell, you'll be taken care of.
No, I tell you.
Well,
now that you feel at home, maybe you'll talk.
Yeah. After those three stretches you did in California, you ought to feel at ease with bars around you.
Now, you got me all wrong, brothers.
You might as well talk, because there's dozens of souls you took care of that will identify you as the guy that beat them half to death.
I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about, brothers.
I suppose you don't know what that automatic was doing in your pocket, do you?
That? Oh, well, I carry that for protection. You see, some of the brethren in the mission are tough customers, as you call
them. Do you deny you knew Ray Task?
Brother Task? Oh, yes, I knew him, but I haven't seen him for some time. He was one of my first converts.
I'll say you converted him right into a grave.
Gone? Oh, Has Brother Taz passed on to his reward?
Yeah, he has. And it's too bad you can't get the same reward.
I'm afraid you're talking in riddles, brothers.
Cut that brother act.
Now listen, Ned, the game's up. You've been very clever. It's a swell act. But just before Ray died, he confessed and told us all about you.
He... That dirty rat always was yellow.
What did you say?
You heard me, coppers. That dirty rat always was yellow. I knew I should have worked alone.
Well, well, that sounds like the guy we've been looking for a long time.
Well said, Brother Ned.
So you admit you worked with him on the stick-up?
Sure. I admit it. But you never would have got us if that jellyfish had learned what I tried to teach him.
Yeah, the brotherly love policy. Slug first, last, and always.
Ah, nuts. I'm disgusted. All right, what do you want to know?
Well, this is just idle curiosity, but why did you always beat people up?
Why? The same reason you guys always play poker. I got a lot of fun out of it, see?
Well, that's an original idea.
How about the religious angle?
Yeah. Was that a lot of fun, too?
Oh, nah. You know, coppers, that's a funny angle.
Well, go ahead and tell us. I'd like to get one laugh out of this case.
Well, you see, when I did my first stretch in California, I did one of the stir shows. I had the lead in this show, see? The cons had to have some entertainment.
So you played the lead in the show?
Sure, and was I terrific. Even if I did play the part of the guy that always got it in the end, the cons liked it. You know, I got 7 and 8 curtain calls.
So what?
Hey, the guy's really screwy.
Go on, Ned.
Well, after I get out the third time, I come up here to Oregon. I'm standing on Skid Road. And this guy comes along with a drum and a band and makes a spiel, and it's pretty good. So, I get me an idea.
You mean you got the idea it would be a good front for you?
Nah, I never even thought of that. I just figured I could join the flock and get some free handouts and maybe the layouts and some of the members. Then I could visit them when I went home.
What got you into big-time stick-ups?
I guess maybe I was dumb. But the guys in the mission didn't have no dough. I should have known that, I guess, but it made me sore. Yeah, I was plenty sore.
So you took it out on everybody you stuck up?
Sure I did. Why, what else could I do, brothers?
This guy's a screwball if I ever saw one.
You're telling me. But I just want to clear up one angle, Ned. How about the kid brother, Ray Tusk? Did he work with you on any of the stick-ups?
Nah, of course not. He didn't have no nerve.
Okay, Ned. That's all we wanted to know. Oh, you don't mind if your audience leaves you now, do you?
Without any curtain calls.
I'm used to the raspberries from you dumb coppers. But you know, everything is going to be all right. I've sinned, it's true. But I've seen the light, brother. I've seen the light. Glory, hallelujah.
Save it.
If I'm not Save
on, it.
Huh?
Save it, Ned. Sorry, can't wait around to hear more about this, but where you're going, you'll have an appreciative audience for a long, long time.
Oh. In just a moment, we will present concluding facts regarding our program. I'd like to say this before we close, friends. Whether you're going to the fair, or in search of wildflowers, or merely going about your daily tasks, there are no more congenial motoring companions in pleasure or business than wear and tear preventing Rio-Lube motor oil and powerful Rio Grande Cracked, the most highly recommended gasoline sold in the West. One bandit was dead, and another in custody as a result of the wave of crime. Brother Ned received a sentence of 20 years. He has been most forcibly taught that crime cannot pay.
Portland police calling all cars. Attention all cars. A cancellation of broadcast 284 regarding a holdup. Suspects in this case captured by Portland officer. That's all. Rosenquist.
This is your narrator, Frederick Lindsley, bidding you good night for Rio Grande. Next week at this hour, Rio Grande will present Murder at Sunset. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.